And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, bureaucrats in Hong Kong think they found the solution to their plummeting birth rates. You want to know what that is? Well, it's putting baby pictures in government offices to remind workers that babies are cute. Because surely that's the reason that people working 17-hour days aren't having children. Because they've forgotten just what infants look like. Well, the relentless campaign against the Nigerian Christians continue as Fulani herdsmen recently kidnapped four more believers from their farms. In 6 months, they've abducted dozens, including children as young as 3 years old. And the response of police in the area? We're working on it. The deadliest persecution to face Christians in the world continues to roll on unnoticed beyond African borders. Continue praying for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters in Nigeria and all over the world. Well, to Dublin, where 12,000 Christians recently marched through Dublin streets singing hymns and carrying wooden crosses in the city's first March for Jesus. And one pastor's words cut through the entire celebration. He said, quote, God will not bless everything. God will not bless churches so cowardly that they refuse to call evil exactly what it is. Well, newly obtained emails show an interesting timeline. The Gates Foundation was introducing the National Institutes of Health officials to biotech's CEO before the pandemic was even declared. And 3 weeks later, quote, vaccine efforts were well underway. How coincidental, huh? Gates had already purchased $55 million in BioNTech stock just months earlier. A Louisiana court has greenlit additional discovery in Missouri's landmark social media censorship case. The scope of government coordination with big tech might finally see daylight as dozens of agencies and over 100 officials face scrutiny for what three Supreme Court justices call a clear First Amendment breach. Now, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police has an innovative new strategy that I just had to tell you about. They're creating fake online accounts to monitor extremists. Extremists in air quotes, because their definition of extremism includes pro-family, pro-life, and pro-freedom content. Seems like the Royal Canadian Mounted Police are getting a little bit creative with their dictionary these days. And we end on maybe a little bit of sweet news. That perpetually broken McDonald's ice cream machine might finally start working. How, you ask? Well, a copyright ruling now allows third-party repairs of that mysteriously complex machine that even McDonald's wasn't allowed to fix themselves. The manufacturer of said machine is not very happy, but people might finally be able to get their McFlurry without driving to three different locations. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to be a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, good. Serve your king.